The technology and experience that people had begun to learn in the Ubayid period could be applied to this new land immediately. And these factors may be why the development of an advanced civilization seems to occur so quickly here. It really almost feels like a race to get to the biggest city and to pack as many people in the area as possible and to try as many new ideas. Uruk is about 140 miles south of Baghdad. It was excavated by the Germans before World War I. It was one of the first sites to benefit from the stratigraphic method. And Uruk is also the recipient of another form of research and analysis, the surface survey. So we have both different types of methods used in this one site, excavation and surface survey. Many of the ideas and interpretive approaches about settlement changes and patterns that we discussed in Lecture 3 and 4 have been applied to Uruk. So we get a very rich sense of what is happening. By the late Uruk period, around 3100 BC, the site of the city of Uruk was approximately 200 hectares in size. A hectare is about 2.5 acres, and this is the measurement that archaeologists use to measure tells. If we compare this to the villages identified of the Ubayid period, which preceded the Uruk era, those villages were about 10 hectares. So we see an enormous increase. The size of the city continues to expand. By 2500, Uruk was about 400 hectares. And it's important to keep this size in mind, since even though Uruk was the largest and the earliest city in southern Mesopotamia, there were several cities that developed quickly after Uruk was established that were comparable in size or even larger. If we compare the size of Uruk to the city of Athens, for example, in the 5th century BC, Athens was only about half the size of Uruk. So the cities of Mesopotamia are enormous. And this is one of the reasons why their cultural life seems so rich. Who lived in these cities, or how many people could live in a city of this size? Ancient population figures are very difficult to establish. You can imagine, how do you identify how many people live in a city? Number of houses, well, you have people living together. The houses vary in size. Burials, you don't always find everyone. So really, our population estimates are a best guess. Our best guess for the population of Uruk is that it could include anywhere from 20 to 50,000 people. We see that this number, around 3000 BC, moves us immediately into a much more complex society than a fishing village of a few hundred people. And these complexities characterize life in Mesopotamia at this time. As far as we know, it is different than anywhere else in the world. So when we discuss the first cities, we really are seeing how humans organize themselves on a massive scale. We should also imagine what this city would have looked like. Around 3000 BC, a wall was built around the city that enclosed 3.5 square miles. Certainly, word of this massive settlement would have spread. It may very well have attracted more people to come to the city. Perhaps this even encouraged the smaller settlements to abandon their homes and move to the big city. So we start to see this happen, and our evidence comes from the surface survey that was conducted around the city of Uruk. As the city gets larger, the area around it gets blanker because everyone is moving in. A city of this size could not be self-sustaining, but instead had to import food and other necessities of life from the surrounding territory. It's estimated that a radius of about 4 miles of land around the city of Uruk was necessary to provide sufficient food for the inhabitants of the city. It's likely that, as occurs today in Near Eastern countries, farmers may have lived in the city and walked out to their fields. So it's a combination of an agricultural lifestyle with a city life.